Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ella and Nicole with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Moranbah North Mine has been shut down after significant levels of carbon monoxide were found in the Central Queensland mine. Production has been put on pause, and the Anglo-American owned premises has now been safely evacuated. A similar event happened at the same mine in 2021 after detecting high gas readings. Anglo-American described this as an overpressure event, stating all personnel are safe and their action response plan was followed during evacuation.
Over the past week, Outback Queensland received a record amount of rainfall. Residents in Thargominda were forced to evacuate at the airport while experiencing flooding, and there are worries that Bulloo River hasn't reached its peak. BOM has warned more rain is expected at a higher speed than last week. Flood warnings have also been issued for Bremer River and Worrell Creek.
In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is spending his fourth day campaigning in South Australia today, where he is set to announce funding for Adelaide Healthcare Centre. Meanwhile, opposition leader Peter Dutton is heading to Melbourne amid the Coalition's plans to abandon over $2 billion of funding for Melbourne's rail loop project. Mr. Dutton has said, if elected to government, the Coalition plans to support the Melbourne Airport rail link. He called Labor's railway proposal a cruel hoax, describing it as underfunded.
Following backlash from his constituents, the mayor of the Latrobe Regional Council will pay his own way to accompany the city of Traralgon band on European tour. Mayor Dale Harriman walked back his initial choice to use taxpayer to fund his $9,500 plane ticket as he sought to woo Tasmanian-born Queen Mary of Denmark into visiting the regional Victorian town. During a meeting where he walked back the decision, it was also discussed whether or not the valuable mayoral chains would also be brought along during the visit.
In international news, French far-right leader Marine Le Pen has been handed a 5-year ban from office after being found guilty of embezzlement. Le Pen also received a 4-year prison sentence, of which 2 years are suspended and the rest served in home detention, and a €100,000 fine. Le Pen and around 24 National Rally Party officials were accused of embezzling over €4.1 million of government funds to pay party staff. Although the ban won't remove Le Pen from her seat in Parliament until her mandate ends, she won't be able to run for French president in 2027.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au.